Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
Well, Nancy, I suppose that I've just become possessed by the dibbuk of Andy Rooney. Because I simply must curmudgeonify. When you go into a restaurant and that first thing that the server says is, have you eaten here before? And I think, why do you need to know this? And that's not all. I got another thing, too.
Oh, yeah, you do? What is it?
I'm not saying yet. It's pajamas in public places.
Yeah, well, not like the waitress taking my order wearing curlers. I am not making this up.
Setting aside all the curmudgeonry, why is it that they are doing that stuff? I've never yet heard anything that I thought was such important information from them when I say no.
Well, I think you must not be hanging out in the same restaurants I am, because what happens a lot of times is that it's a menu that you may not understand, or the menu is so cryptic that you may not understand it. It's a way of letting patrons who've not been there know that perhaps they should have six sharing plates among three people, or that kind of thing. It's a familiarization thing. Or, on the other hand, it could just be the restaurants being self-important.
That's my default opinion there.
You know what drives me crazy? I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's bad enough when you call on the phone and no one answers the phone, that they send you to their website. And then you go to their website, but really what you want to know is, when are they open and where are they located, right? Yeah. So you can't find that. You have to listen to a song and dance first and a little show. And so anyway, Stein, I want to let you know. Come on in, everybody. You coming in? Come on in. I brought a crowd here.
Hey.
I have your favorite cast of characters here from KPLU, and they're pretty bent out of shape about stuff that happens in restaurants. Aaron Hennessy, what's the thing that drives you nuts?
What drives me nuts is a smell of sour bar rags. Ooh. I walk in, and I can pick those suckers out within a matter of seconds. It smells nasty.
Paula Whistle, what about you? You know, I got Paula here, too.
What really bothers me is any restaurant you go into these days, it seems, there are giant televisions, screens all over,
nuts.
and the sound blaring, and even restaurants you don't expect to find televisions in.
Keith Seinfeld, do you have something scientific for us?
I don't, but here it is, the middle of winter, and I seem to always get a table somewhere near the doorway, and I'm constantly getting blasted by cold air, and you'd think there'd be some way to arrange the place or have an extra door or something so that I could sit there and not be chilled.
Or even a curtain, like a lot of people do. You might want to call Cliff Mass first and see what he has to say before you go out to eat. Last but not least, our friend Joey Cohn.
Two quick things. I don't know why this bothers me, but when a server says, hi, I'm Cindy, and I'll be taking care of you tonight.
Taking care of you. What do you think she means when
I
she
I don't
says
know.
That?
The other thing is, I think very few restaurants get the music right.
I have one question for everybody assembled. Would any of you people ever go to a restaurant or appear anywhere in public in your pajamas?
I would. I've actually...
Oh, no.
I'll confess. But you know what?
This is Bellamy.
My pajamas are really cute, Stein. They're fleece bottoms that are black with white polka dots. And then I have kind of pink slippers, you know?
Okay, well, listeners, I know this is your chance to sound off. Let us know. Go to kplu.org, click on Food for Thought, and just curmudgeonify to your heart's content. These are the things that bug us. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson. Nancy, you don't wear pajamas out of the house, right?
Never. I don't wear pajamas in the house.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. No, let's leave that out of there. Let's try that again.
No.
Good.
I'm Dick Stein. That stays in.